Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. Explore the mind of MLB All-Star, Silver Slugger, and Gold Glove winner, Brett Boone, as he sits down with his friends from the world of professional sports.
Now up to bat, Brett Boone.
Good.
Three in a row?
You won three in a row.
Three in a row. Off day here in Boston. Getting ready for them tomorrow night.
Is it me? Does it seem as we get older, the season's longer, the off season's short? It seemed like I just came home from Texas 5 minutes ago, and we're almost a month into the season, and I didn't have to go through spring training. I feel like it's just flying by. And it seemed like when we were kids, especially when we were young players, I mean, you know, I'm sure you were just like me. I mean, you're starting to think about, okay, a month, we're going to Arizona. We got to, you know, make that drive across the desert. And you're just chomping at the bit. And now it seems like, and it never got there. And when it was there, it was like, oh, and then spring training was forever as a player. And it seems like now it's that off season flies and you're in camp and now we're rolling.
Yeah. I live in the Northeast, so I deal with real winter. So that winter gets a little long sometimes and spring training comes and it's like, feels like you've been in some cold. We had a cold winter this winter. So maybe a little different for me, but yeah, I mean, it flies. I mean, you know, with playoffs, you're talking, you know, I get down to Tampa at the start of February. And so it's, that turnaround's pretty quick.
Good starts, bad starts. I mean, you're in your ninth season now. I'm sure there's been a lot, you know, all the trials and tribulations that you've been through thus far. I'm sure you've learned a lot, but with a good start, bad start, how have you learned over the years to just kind of keep, because the bottom line is you're the skipper. Everybody eventually, you know, we have our little clicks that we look to and guys we lean on, but at the end of the day, I mean, when things going really good, things going good or bad, it's going to filter up to you. How have you learned over time to just kind of stay neutral? It's awesome when you're winning every night, and it sucks when you're losing every night, but how have you found it to keep kind of a sane, rational, okay, you're like the flight attendant in the front of the plane when there's turbulence and you've got rookie flyers, you know, it's like, all right, we're going to be all right. We've been here 100 times and we're going to get out of this thing. Has through your career now on the managing side, how have you managed that and what have you learned?
Yeah. I mean, I lead with that because that's critical. I mean, one of the things that can crush you in our game is the grind of it in the 162. And, you know, even in seasons where we've won 100 games, when you win 100 games, you still lose a lot and you're going to go through it. And that's not even counting years where you win 90 plus games and win a division. You know, you're still going to go through stretches or weeks where, you know, it's hard and it's noisy. So I lead with that. It's one of the things I lead with in spring training, and I try and talk about all the time with our guys. Fortunately, we have great leadership with our veteran players that have, you know, been through this with me now for a number of years. So Judge and Stanton and Garrett and all these, they're really good at, you know, understanding that so much is going to come our way over the course of the year, highs, lows, in between, personal things that guys are dealing with, great seasons guys are in the middle of, struggling. Like, so we try and get out in front of that, talk about that, you know, expectation that it's coming for us. And if we're going to be a great team and be the best we can be, we've got to be able to handle all that. So we're proactive, and, you know, I think it serves us well.
Yeah, Aaron, I think from a player's perspective, the teams I've been on that do have that veteran core, it is nice having that. And it's nice for a manager to be able to lean on and not have to, okay, I got to walk these guys through everything. It's like, no, you know, for example, and I don't know the dynamic in that clubhouse, but, oh, Stanton will take care of that. Judge will take care of that. I don't have to worry about that. That's off my table. I mean, I think that's something really nice that you have to lean on. But I think what you learn is, and it's funny because we went through it together last year in different capacities, but I remember talking to you a couple weeks into my Texas tenure and almost apologizing through you through the years for trying to talk you off the ledge. Like, it's that simple, Aaron. Just don't worry about it. You know, you can't control this. I lived it a year ago, and it is different. It is different when you're in the grind, in uni, on the field on a daily basis. And that's, you know, it took me a little while to kind of get my feet under me, but I kind of went back to basics. And I wasn't the manager, but I kind of was the guys that my 13 hitters look to. And what message do I need to bring to them? Because you're going to get on hot streaks. You're going to stink in the box. And I just thought, I got to keep these guys sane. What can I say to them today to give them a chance to have some success? And when it's bad, and we all know, we can look in the mirror when it's bad and go, you know, so-and-so's got no chance tonight. But I can't let him know that. I got to find a way to maybe give him a chance. The sky's not falling. And that was my main thing, is to when the game ended and we went to the other side of the locker room, what we go through as staff and what you go through as manager, I think, and I believe without being in that seat, that my job is to keep this away from the players, what's going on internally. And, you know, because you're going to have guys going, oh, my, you know, this is working in my capacity. One coach is having problems here, but we had to keep that as far away from the players as possible. Cause at the end of the day, they win games and they lose games. And we've been players, you know, and we come home. And the thing that shocked me most about a year ago was, man, it was harder than playing. You know, when we play, we might get a couple hits, lose a game. We're going to sleep all right tonight, and we'll go get them tomorrow, because that's how we're kind of wired. When you're the skipper, when you're on your coaching staff, pitchers, when the pitchers are struggling, your pitching coach, oh, my goodness, hitting coaches, I can't help them get a hit. It's a different level, because we never get any hits, and we never pitch a shutout. We just survive the win and survive the loss.
Yeah, I mean, I think – one of the things that I came into this job and still think it's critical is emotional stability in our chair is critical, because players feed off that. They sense that. So it doesn't mean I'm not human and I'm not a robot and you don't get frustrated or excited, but day in and day out, you want the guys to come in and know that if they walked into your office, who they're getting and what they're getting, and it's not some unexpected thing. So the other thing we do is, you know, when we're going through, especially through a tough stretch, like, you know, like a staff meeting will just be simply with my coaches. And I talk to this about with them, you know, the first day of spring training too, is like, hey, we set the tone, right? With what you bring in here every day, your energy, your focus, we set the tone, and players are going to absolutely feed off you and feel you and understand you through whatever we're going through. So it's critical that you check yourself and make sure you bring the right energy each and every day. And then I tell them all the time, we got to win the relationship. Like, this is a game where you've got to, if I feel like we've brought you a coach in here because you're really good at what you do, and we believe you have the ability to your knowledge and your specific field of expertise is why we brought you in, and we believe in that, we trust in that, and I certainly don't want to micromanage that, but what I tell them is, If you want to get across your message, if you want to be able to impactfully coach and teach and move the needle with these guys, you've got to win the relationship. And that is every day. That's every day investing in them, knowing them, so that when you have to inevitably have tough conversations or, you know, hold someone to account, it's coming from a place where there's some foundation there from a relationship standpoint, and it's going to have a better chance to land. And that's where, you know, you can be the greatest coach and have the greatest knowledge and everything in your specific field, but if you don't have the ability to connect with a player, it's useless.
No, I agree with you. And I think the relationship is the whole thing. And it takes time to build those relationships. And it goes beyond the game. You know, we're so overwhelmed today with statistics and data points. And that's all we do. We talk baseball and all day, every day. And I found it to be really kind of a mix up. It was nice to go into other to talk about your family. What are you doing? What'd you do this offseason? Where do you live? You know, and find some commonalities between you and each player. I mean, to have something to talk about other than, yeah, your back shoulder's really dipping, you know, because we're just bombarded with that. I love the hitting on the field during BP, and guys don't do it like they used to. And I would kind of demand that. A couple times a week, I want to do it. The reason, not because I said, first of all, I like to, we go into a new stadium. I like to put your spikes in the dirt on a new atmosphere. Every stadium's different, but just kind of feel it. But the real reason was that camaraderie to get guys together. So we don't just talk about hitting. This is a time to get on one another, you know, bust each other's butts a little bit and have some fun and get away from baseball, 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 numbers, 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 and just be men for a minute, because we live together for 6 months.
Well, yeah.
There's got to be things outside of my average and my OPS to live a joyous life. I mean, that can't be everything you do. Of course, it's the most important thing at the end of the day. It's how we earn a living. But there's got to be the human side to it. And I think it's important, as you say, for staff members to really bring that human side in.
No doubt. I mean, again, we want to be together for, including spring training, 8+ months. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, you know, and you're together all the time, you know, and so it is like a family, and it's important that, you know, on some level, you're investing in people and who they are and what they are.